This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Produced by Copilot Music and Sound.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, Cheddar Bunny Mouth.
That is not true. I have no cheddar bunnies in my mouth.
You have a mouthful of crackers. You didn't even welcome back the audience.
Well, welcome back. This is Songs to Discuss with Your Daughter.
Songs to discuss while you're eating crackers.
Songs not to discuss with your daughter, actually, this time.
Artists you should probably not listen to with your daughter unless you can find the Spotify clean versions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doja Cat and SZA.
Whew. But these are songs that your daughter will hear
in
your car, or maybe in their gymnastics facility when the radio's going, or maybe somewhere else. You never know.
But yeah, I was sad. We were talking about Doja Cat, and my dad was like, her music is very, very out there.
She's cool. I think she's going to be a huge star.
Yeah.
I predict, I predict that her stardom will be beyond pop music. Like, I think she's gonna act. I think she's gonna be a personality.
Maybe comedy.
Like, yeah, maybe. She seems pretty funny. Like, her TikTok presence is really funny, right?
She's very active on TikTok.
Yeah. Yes. And she had that big song on TikTok. Did we do that song on TikTok?
What do you mean? Say so?
Yeah.
We've never talked about it, Dad.
No, but did we do the dance for it?
Oh, no, we did not.
You sure?
And we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Okay.
And SZA, she is cool, too. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, she's like an up-and-coming neo-soul singer, R&B. We'll get into the song, but I also think she's kind of dub influenced, but I don't see that in her Wikipedia.
So, anyways, yeah, we're doing "Kiss Me More," Doja Cat featuring SZA today.
Beyond my prediction that Doja Cat will have a long and varied career across different media, I have another prediction that's more immediately provable or disprovable.
Okay,
which,
what is it?
Which is that "Kiss Me More" may be the summer jam.
My dad keeps saying this like phrase, like "summer jam." I've never heard it before, but he says it's like this song that'll play all through the radio, all through the summer. You'll hear it at parties. You'll hear it in playlists, like all through the summer.
There's always like one song that just ends up getting played everywhere, and just because it's like comes out right at the beginning of the summer, people really like it, but it also has like a very summery vibe.
I'm not sure where you're getting the summer vibe here, but it's a great song.
Right. Okay, well, we'll get into that. Should we listen to our sponsor's message for a sec?
Yes.
All okay. Right.
We added this new section. We kind of already had it, but since many of you listeners might not know who on earth these people are, we'll have a brief bio about Doja Cat and about SZA, because we've been kind of jumping right in lately, and we thought, like, maybe you guys have no idea who, like, someone like Taylor Swift would be. Actually, you know, Taylor Swift is pretty widespread, really well-known, but, like, for example, people like 5 Seconds of Summer. So, Daddy actually knows more about Doja Cat than I do, so take it away.
Well, I'm not the Doja Cat expert
or
anything.
But you did watch a big
I watched Billboard. A little video on her that was on the Billboard website, and it seemed like she had a really interesting upbringing. Like, her mother's Jewish and is like a hippie. And her father's South African. And I don't think her father was around all the time. I think they had split. But then the most interesting thing was that she went and studied at an ashram, which is, you know, like a a Hindu temple.
Wait, was this an interview with her on the Billboard video, or was it just like a...
I can't remember where I read this, if I read this or if I saw it in the Billboard video. But she studied at an ashram, and her swami, her swami, was, which means her teacher, was Alice Coltrane.
Hmm. I don't know much about her.
Yeah, so let's see. Alice Coltrane, let's see, what will the Wiccanator tell us about her?
He's just been spelling.
Well, of course, the name probably rings a bell. Have you heard of John Coltrane? Maybe you haven't yet.
I haven't.
Oh, this is an embarrassing parental moment. John Coltrane, one of the most famous and celebrated and deeply influential jazz musicians of the 20th century.
I should have known that.
His wife, Alice, was a piano player. And they have a son named Ravi. Because...
Okay, this isn't about Alice Coltrane.
Okay, I know,
you,
I know. But
this
it's
about Doja Cat.
Right, okay, we're already going in a rabbit hole. But anyway, they became really, you know, sort of very involved with and interested in Hindu spirituality and mysticism and also Indian classical music. And this was all happening in the 60s when rock music was starting to kind of burst out into the hippie scene, and I actually did
Now, just a reminder, Doja Cat was not around in the 60s. We're not talking about her sitting with Alice Coltrane, and my dad's going into a vortex about
it. I'm going into a vortex, because there's this sort of unstudied area where jazz, Hindustani classical music, the classical music of North India, as exemplified by musicians like Ravi Shankar, who's a sitar player, and the sitar is. Do you know what the sitar is? It's a stringed instrument.
You were watching a Zoom call.
Yes. It's sort of like the Hindustani version of the guitar. You could compare it in terms of its range and the way that it makes sound. So there's this unstudied like area between jazz and Hindustani music and rock music that where everybody was kind of trading ideas and getting influenced by each other, especially when it came to improvisation. And so I did a little bit of writing on that last year in school. So I don't know. I'm interested because I was named after Ravi Shankar. And also, Ravi Coltrane was named after Ravi Shankar. Wow. So anyway,
my dad's not a big star, okay?
No,
he's not a big star. He's making himself sound like that. He's like, and I was named after Ravi Shankar.
but there's this whole
but he's amazing
thing
amazing.
tradition of people naming their kids after influential musicians that I think is going to even come up in this conversation later, I am predicting.
Back to Doja Cat.
So she studied with Alice Coltrane, and I thought that was interesting. I don't know if it has any influence on her music. But what I also did was I went back and I listened to her earliest recordings. She started like releasing stuff as a teenager in like 2014. And that stuff was pretty trippy and mellow and weird and experimental. Do you want to play? I put a song, or should we listen to that and then we'll go into Kiss Me More, just so that we can kind of use this as part of the biographical section?
Sure. I don't want to get too deep.
No, but this is good. We can kind of we should try different formats in the podcast.
No, so, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Doja Cat 2014. No police.
No Police 2014. This is her very first
EP.
Yeah, she was. In fact, she talked in the interview about getting like a computer with GarageBand on it, starting to play with that.
They say talk that talk, well, but please avoid the streets. Lock the jar, lock the door, avoid the speech. Cause once you speak, bullshit reek like oil leak. Pop a pill, cop a fill, rock the least. You do that and then
not so appropriate, but
yeah, not okay. So appropriate.
All right, pretend you didn't hear that. On a podcast that everybody else is listening to. Okay, but anyway, very experimental, cool, weird, right?
Yes.
Certainly not like mainstream pop.
No.
So you know, sometimes these artists get on the scene and you don't know anything about them except for the big single, and you're like, okay, well, she's just a pop artist. But I thought that was interesting. And then the fast forward to now, and we watched the Grammys together, and I told you right after the Grammys that I think maybe my favorite performance of the Grammys was Doja Cat's.
Yeah, say so.
Yeah. I mean, can you describe for the audience what, like,
why don't you do it? You were the one who commented on it.
Well, it was like, she was like in this really weird outfit, and kind of the choreography made her almost look like a robot, but in a really cool way. I'm not doing it justice. You'll have to track it down on YouTube.
Yeah. But now on SZA's little biographical section, we definitely took too much time on Doja's.
You can talk about SZA.
I don't know much about her. No, we don't really know much about her. She has, I think her album, she has one album. Her debut album was nominated for like a bunch of R&B Grammys.
Yeah.
The year it came out. I don't know how to pronounce it, but her first album is called, SZA. Yeah, so it's called, how do you pronounce it, Dad? Oh, she has two albums. Ha. What's it called? Citral? No.
Control.
Control.
It's like how Control is abbreviated on keyboards and stuff. Like the Control key. That's cool.
Oh, and then there's all these computers.
Yeah. She's interesting because she pops up on a lot of interesting collaborations, and I didn't realize she was the voice on that really fantastic song on the Black Panther soundtrack with Kendrick Lamar, All the Lights, I think it's called.
All the Stars.
All the Stars. All the Lights is a Kanye song. Sorry, I'm an old dad. All the Stars. Can you play a little bit of that? I put it in that playlist.
Yes. Here is All the Stars with SZA.
SZA.
By SZA, I guess. Doo-dee-doo, all the stars. Where is this playlist? Rah! Can we edit this out, Dad? I can't find the playlist.
Okay.
Let's talk about love. Is it anything and everything you offer?
This part is like
this soundtrack and score are fantastic for Black Panther. She's great. That must be Kendrick Lamar, maybe. All right. So
anyway.
Yeah. What else about SZA?
Well, she is an artist. She's an R&B artist. Yeah, she's pretty cool, I guess.
And I think for you, her verse is your favorite part of this song.
Yes, for me. I like her part. I really like it.
Okay, so with all of that history now, should we listen to...
Kiss Me More, which is the real song we are doing today. I know it seems like we got into this whole artist loophole.
Yeah.
But, so Kiss Me More, we're going to play an excerpt of it now. Doja Cat featuring SZA. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is also clean, so don't worry. We'll hear it later when I have a question on that.
Yeah. Okay. Did you notice the
nope.
She does it vocally?
Nope.
In the choruses?
No.
Just play it from where you just had it and listen really closely. Not yet. Not yet. Listen.
That's great.
I didn't notice that until we were just listening to it now on the studio speakers. Okay.
The difference, what great speakers can do.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows the difference.
Creative production.
Anyways, my first question is, talk about the guitar in the song. Like, it sounds like I've heard it before, but I can't really, like, place it. Like, doesn't it sound very, like, I don't know, like, One Direction or something like that? Or, what does it sound like? Like, what does it, like, it sounds kind of like it's got an effect on it. Like, it's not, like, pure. Obviously, it's not acoustic guitar, but it's, like, it sounds a little. Like, I couldn't tell if in the chorus it was guitar or piano chords, so. Talk.
Yeah, I like, so this song is like all built around this one like guitar figure loop that's just kind of repeated through the whole thing, and then there's other parts that come in and play off of it and give it some different like make it sound different by putting different chords under it, but it's basically like a really simple ostinato.
What's that?
So, let's see. What is... Let's see. Ostinato.
Well, you can't define it?
Well, you know, I get, like, so paranoid about defining... Like, I have, like, a reputation as somebody who knows things about music, and so if I define it wrong on a podcast, like... So I'm just going to look it up just to be safe, and it says, a continually repeated musical phrase or rhythm. So let me show you... What I mean by that. Let me get my guitar. And the thing is that you hear ostinatos all the time in pop music. It's like a basic building block. So it could be, you know, many, many different songs that you're thinking of when you hear this. So here, let's put this... So here's like a basic ostinato pattern. In fact, there's that, you know, that Sarah Kay's song that's on the radio?
Or Keys, we don't know.
Sarah Keys, yeah. The day you ba
I'm not into that song. Good.
Yeah.
Don't get into it.
Actually, it's probably like this. This is probably more like it. The day you da 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 da. So that's like another song that's on the radio right now that has like an ostinato. So this song, the ostinato goes like. And then it has that really nice little, like, moving little dyads. Dyads are like, not a triad, which would be a full chord, but dyads, which is, you hear in a lot of different contexts on guitar. In like, I use them a lot in indie pop type stuff.
Are you working on a new album secretly?
Well, if it's secretly, then I'm not going to say anything. So, I wish I could play it cleanly for you all. But anyway, you get the point. Now, the thing that I really... So that's just to tell you that it's a very generic pattern and very commonly found ways of playing the guitar. Those dyads are very ornamental. Ornamental means, you know, they're sort of just there to make the music prettier.
Blitz.
Yeah, but you know what I really like about this guitar part that draws my ear to it is the timbre of it. Or the timbre, as Rob would say.
We'll say timbre.
Because there's an effect on it, and the only thing I can figure out...
There was an effect on it. Ah.
Is it's not... Like, we've talked about tremolo and vibrato before, but this effect is more subtle. And what it sounds to me is, like, it sounds like tape emulation. And tape emulation is like... So, you see this cassette machine over here, and you know how the motor moves the tape across the head, and that's what plays the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's a physical motor, it's not like a computer digitally that's reading information. It's a physical motor moving a piece of tape across the head. Motors can get, like, you know, they can get gunk in them, and they can start to, like, not spin fully, perfectly in time. And so then you get a little bit of, like wobbly sound to it called, and when you talk about tape distortion, you talk about wow and flutter, which is this wobbly thing that happens to the sound. So watch this. I'm going to put this guitar over to this track. And this track has a Waves plugin called Kramer Tape. You see how it's got like the visualization of the tape going?
Yep.
And now, hear that?
Yes! I knew it sounded like some sort of thing. I don't know.
So, the wow and... This is the wow and flutter knob over here. If I pull it down to zero... It's gone, and if I put it all the way up to what the plugin does, it's a little
much.
But I think so. I think I found a spot like right around here in the middle that I think sounds like the recording a lot. Not there, like here.
Yeah, and if you forgot about what the guitar sounded like. Here it is. There it is.
Yeah. So does that answer your question, kind of?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I mean, really like that guitar part.
Yeah, I can't place if it's from anywhere or it sounds like anything, but, yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I thought, like, One Direction, like, boy band, like...
I'm sure there's a lot of different songs that use a figure like that. Yeah.
But we're not gonna go there.
No. Yeah.
So, sit down, let's get comfy, because we're going on to question two.
Okay, let me put my guitar down.
Yep. Daddy is putting his guitar down, and it's down, and he's sitting down.
Okay.
And we can go. Okay. So, are there, like, faint piano chords in this song? Because I wasn't sure if in the chorus and stuff it was guitar chords that were, like, muffled and...
I don't think there's any piano in there.
Or is there, like, some sort of, like... Because, listen here. I'm going to play the chorus. Don't you hear it with her voice going... There. I'll keep...
Keep going.
Or is that part guitar? Because I thought at first it was like obviously a digital piano and they were playing piano chords and there was something going on to it, like they put it through a ton of different effects and it was... Or you think that's guitar?
Yeah, there's like a synthesizer that's lower, that's like a synthesized plucked string that goes dong dong dong, that kind of like gives it, changes the harmony of the guitar part. It like fills it in, like you don't get the full chord progression without that synthesizer below the guitar part. But then in the chorus there's also this, like, it's more of a straight disco guitar that's doing like a really rhythmic, like, did you hear that? I'll play it for you on the guitar.
I think I hear it.
And it doesn't have that wow and flutter effect on it, but it's going like...
But it's very faint.
It's very muted. I think that's what you're hearing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that answers my question. There's no piano in this song.
No piano.
All right. The next question is... It might have no answer, or it might be like a woo, big loophole. But, so is there, like, anything, like, really interesting or, like, to point out in the production of this? Like, are there any, like, as, like, crunchy, good, like... like embedded thing that are worth talking about?
So
I didn't want to approach this question very specifically because I knew if I asked, oh, what does this sound like? Really?
I mean,
it's pretty simple.
The two things that really catch my ear as a producer are that wow and flutter effect on the guitar, which we already talked about, and then the gang vocal, the all on my tongue, I want it.
You did not do that well.
No.
It's like, I love my tongue.
Because it's got such a specific, it's like not pitched, but it is pitched. Like every time it happens, it's very, purposefully not in the pitch of the song. But it's really good.
But you think it's just like, it adds like a good crunch there.
I think what it does is it, sort of like, it feels like it brings her personality into this, because this song is very much of a disco song, and it almost reminds me of like a couple of songs from a long time ago, but I think that's where like those gang vocals and then of course her verses and SZA's verse are like what bring it into 2021 for me.
Yeah, and if you're not, if you don't know what he's talking about by the gang, with the gang vocals, I'll play it right now.
And I'll just point out again that that she's doing like that percussion part vocally. It's vocally. So cool, yeah.
It reminds me of when you said like that Ariana Grande would just like do these weird things with her voice. It reminds me of that, like,
yeah, she's like just must put up a microphone and have fun. So
So shall I go to the next question?
Mm-hmm.
The next question is about SZA's part. So before I ask that, I should probably just play it. So
yeah, this is SZA's we gotta finally hear it.
This is SZA's verse. I love her part. That's good. It's really good.
I'm convinced
she's got a great voice.
Yeah. Now, when you read about her on The Wiccanator, everybody talks about her as a soul, neo-soul R&B, but I'm convinced that in this performance, there's a lot of dub influence in her
voice. What
do
you mean, like dub?
Dub is this music that kind of began in clubs in Jamaica in the 70s. And it sort of branched out into reggae and ska, but also influences hip-hop and R&B in all sorts of ways. But there's a dub quality to the way her vocal kind of plays between these two notes, and doesn't get very melodic. It just kind of goes back and forth between these two notes, and it's very like her, the way she inflects the words reminds me of those records a little bit. I put one dub song in our playlist for this week
in case we needed something to discuss. But anyways, so did anybody hear this like bling that happened? I don't know how to explain it, but they're like, here, I'll play that part again. Right here. Do you hear that? It's like, it's so weird. I can't even.
And it's in the clean version.
It's in the clean version, but it's also in the explicit version in the video. And at first, I was like, wait, is this trying to like bleep out a word or something? And then I realized it wasn't. So I don't even know like how, like what it is, like how to describe it. It's like glass clinking or something. I actually don't know. But
it's probably a glockenspiel.
Ding.
It's like a little ding.
Yeah, but anyways.
It's almost like the sound, it's almost like the glockenspiel text message sound that you can set up on your phone.
Yeah, it is. I always think of a wink now because in the video she's like lip syncing it and she's like, wink. Like, wink.
It's a wink?
Or in the video when she's lip syncing it, she's like,
oh.
With the sound. Yeah. So whenever I hear that, I'm always like, wink.
She winks with the sound.
Yeah, like,
and that's totally like a reference to like sitcoms like I Dream of Jeannie. That's like a reference to I Dream of Jeannie.
Okay. Well, I didn't even ask my question yet, but that's cool. Okay. I don't know what that is.
I Dream of Jeannie is a show from the 70s.
70s?
About a genie. A woman who has magical, but she's a genie. And when she performs her like magic, she'll like have that little ding. And then like they'll do like a cut on the video here. Like we'll have to just find an example to explain this. Hold on a sec.
Are you gonna bother?
Okay, watch as she performs like this magic trick.
Okay, Dad, remember, listeners can't.
Well, they'll hear some of it.
5, 6, 7.
Here's a clip.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
she like nodded her head.
Yep, she nodded her head and there was that ding. All right, so.
So anyways, what I was saying was, so it's like a pause, but like why do you think it's there? Like obviously I'm not going to ask what it is because you can't like place what it is, but I mean, you could try, but that might be boring. So like, why do you think it's there? Like, is it some sort of effect that's it's supposed to have or something?
Like, let's look at where it happens in the video now, and we haven't even talked about the video yet,
which we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, she winks.
She does wink. Her hair is like all messy. Yeah, not clean.
No. So the only thing I can say about it is that it does have this, like, it evokes, like, some sort of magic trick happening. I'm not really deep enough into the lyrics of that section to say I understand why she would have done it there, or they would have done that there as a production element. But it also, like, feels to me like, just sometimes, like, sometimes mystery is intriguing. Like, it's good to leave things, like, make people like, guess what something is.
Or, like, why it's, like, me. Like,
it's like there's this movie that was popular when Mommy and I were younger called Pulp Fiction. And throughout the whole movie, everybody keeps, like, trying to get this. There's, like, this suitcase that has something in it. But you never see what's in it. You just see the suitcase open and you see everybody's reaction to it. And so the fact that, like, you never see what's in it makes it super mysterious. Like, it would be kind of a letdown to know what was in it. So that's what that, like, covering, like, you probably want to know what that word would have been where the ding is, right?
Yeah. I wonder what it is and what's there. Because it's, like, a mystery, but, you doing something there, Dad?
I'm just fixing this so it doesn't hum.
Oh, huh.
Okay. So,
my last, or not my last question. Well, yeah, my last question. So, like, what different, like, vocal characters does, like, Doja, like, have portray in this song? Like, I feel like it's cool like, the chorus and verse sound so different. Like, you could guess it's a different artist, possibly.
Yeah, so, that's what's great about Doja Cat is that her singing and her rapping have, like, very different timbres.
Very different.
and vibes. So she does kind of have these two characters. I think there's basically, like, the very sweet vocals in the verses. There's the sort of group falsettos, which are very much out of disco, like, out of... Like, we should listen to a couple of references when we're talking about Doja's voices, because she's doing a couple of different disco voices that have been, like, really established in that genre for a long time.
Okay.
So.
Which one?
So, like, the first voice I think of when I hear her.
When you say the first voice, specify to the listeners.
Specify what? Who the voice is?
What this first voice is.
Oh, like this. So the when she's singing during the choruses, when she's singing the words, "We ain't got nothing to lose." Yeah. I think of Nina Pearson in The Cardigans in Love Fool, which is a big disco indie pop song from the 90s.
Here it is.
See, it's like this very sweet voice.
It does sound like Doja Cat.
And it's the same exact chord progression. It's like a 2-5-1. Da, da, da.
Continue.
And then when she goes into the falsettos, "Kiss me more," those parts, mm-hmm. which I don't know if SZA is also singing with her or if that's all Doja.
Well, see, in the after SZA's verse, in the refrain of the chorus, she is. But yeah. Before that, she's not.
So in those falsettos, of course, bring me to the Bee Gees and all the falsetto disco vocals they did. So if you put on the Bee Gees song that I put on that.
Here it is.
There's a great documentary on the Bee Gees that just came out. Hear that? Kiss me more. That like oh, very yeah. like almost like very clear, like high string stabs kind of vocal sound.
Can you kiss me more?
Yes.
Yeah, here.
Okay, so those are some like influences on her voice, and then the rest, what I think,
the rap part,
the gang vocal, the all on my tongue, and then the
here,
verse.
Should I play the verse?
Yeah, like that part. I
gang vocal.
I don't. I mean, I'm sure there are like rappers and singers I could find as comparisons, but I just think she has a very unique sound. Like it just sounds like her. It doesn't sound like somebody else at that point.
Yeah, I agree. So I guess that was my last question. So if you want to talk about the video a little bit, the video is awesome.
So the video is basically like a Black Mirror episode.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Black Mirror, but Black Mirror is this British show on Netflix. It's kind of like a modern Twilight Zone, and they like explore aspects of technology in like very strange and magical ways.
Are you saying in Black Mirror or in Doja Cat's
video? In Black Mirror, but also in Doja Cat's video. So there's one Black Mirror episode where this game developer has basically like gone into the world that he's created, or he's trapped people into this world that he's created, and they don't know that they're trapped in like a simulated world. Like he's somehow gotten their consciousness to be stuck within a video game. And that's what happens in this video. It's hilarious.
Like, and then at the end, SZA and Doja are like.
So if you watch the video, we follow this guy who's like sort of paddling down this river. And can you jiggle that so it doesn't stop humming?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, you got to keep it from moving around there. You follow this guy down this river, and then like he encounters all these adventures. And then at the end of the video, it's like you zoom out and Doja and SZA are just sitting there playing this video game, and it's hilarious.
And so the guy's in the video game.
And the guy's like in the video. He's like he's just this like little character, and they're trying to pilot him down the river with like a video game controller.
It's hilarious.
And actually, the banter at the end of that video is like
fighting's not that easy.
Whoa, part of. What makes me think that she's going to be like a TV star or a film star?
What do you
mean,
the banter, like their talk?
Yeah, like just like their little shtick at the end when they're playing the video game.
Let's watch that.
Yeah. Okay, so this is.
And we highly recommend you watch the video, although it's not clean. It's
no,
definitely not clean. So, yeah. Here's the end of the video. You can't see it, but you can hear it.
So now he's in like this tank.
I'm just trying to get his boat down the stream, and it seems like it's taking 500 years. I'm trying to bust these lips open.
And there were.
Ooh, go back. Get the rope. Oh, shit. In the tree?
Yeah.
I thought that was health.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then eat it.
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay, we threw those little trees and getting fruit.
Now entering.
The lips. Why am I strangely attracted to this being?
Where is he from?
I don't know, Earth or something?
Earth.
E-A-R-T-H.
The E is definitely silent.
Yeah.
Earth.
Shut up!
There's a lot of those dings, too, at the end. It's like they make it into the sound effect in the video game.
Yeah. It was funny. It was, yeah. That part was cool. I was just like, I'm just going to get those lips.
I think she's got a big career ahead of her.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's it for episode 17.
So, what are we talking about next?
Oh!
Okay. So...
We are talking about a...
We're doing a Z episode. I have been obsessed with this dance producer, Zed, and his various productions for The Middle, Maren Morris, which was one of our favorite summer jams. That was totally a summer jam from a couple years ago. And
Break Free
by Ariana Grande and a couple of others. And we're going to break down his production.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.